This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, the funky Americana of North Carolina's His Golden Messenger, including a superb new single from an upcoming album. Then, a look at the latest record from Philly-based punky alt-rockers Remember Sports. Here's my favourite His Golden Messenger track to start things off.
Hushay, children shake, having your bell. I go down willing, hear the thunder up ahead. Yes, shake, children shake, I shake your tambourine. A dance full in love, like your soldier dream. Oh, fire, head over, like the dog, like the dove. Or maybe I could see it as a peaceful world. But hey, I'm afraid, I'm a raven. Yes, shake, baby, shake, all my little Roman jewel. Oh, it's a peaceful world. But hey, I'm afraid. I'm afraid. Yeah, yonder comes day with the full moon in her eye. I like the old ways, those mystical times. What blue don't they?
Welcome to episode 226 of A Sonic Youth. Opening up was His Golden Messenger, with I'm a Raven brackets Shake Children from their 2014 record Lateness of Dances. Before we look further into HGM and check out a new single, here is another brilliant track from that same 2014 album. That record starts with the gentle, almost neo-psych track Lucia. Think of Rose City Band, that kind of sound. Then it launches into the super sunny, upbeat masterpiece Saturday's Song, which is just an ultimate summer afternoon's drinking track. Ultimately, the lightness of the song's groove obscures the heaviness of the narrator's situation. It's a bit of a double-edged sword and a great song.
Yeah, when Saturday comes, I'm gonna lose myself. Yeah, when Saturday comes, I'm like everybody else. I might get a little crazy. I'm gonna drink some whiskey. Saturday comes, I'm gonna rock my soul. Yeah, when Saturday comes, I'm gonna lose control. I might get a little crazy. But I'm gonna wake up Sunday.
This is A Sonic Youth, and that was His Golden Messenger with Saturday's Song. I start this next section with a disclaimer that, like Ghost Woman on last week's show, I'm a latecomer to His Golden Messenger. I've been aware of the band for a while, but I've only listened to more than the surface of their discography over the last few weeks, spurred on by the promise of the latest single, which I will play for you next. I really dig some of the catalogue. A lot of the discography, though, is softer, more folk-based than the tracks I'm playing today. I'm a fan of the more rock and roll Americana tracks. His Golden Messenger is headed by Michael M.C. Taylor, who, along with ex-member Scott Hirsch, formed the group in Durham, North Carolina in 2007. The project followed on from the dissolution of Taylor and Hirsch's previous group, the California-based alt-country band The Court and Spark. Taylor was raised in Southern California, inspired to play guitar by his dad, who was a member of the pop band The Settlers. MC Taylor and Scott Hirsch first began playing together in Ex Ignota, a hardcore punk band. He returned to the influences of The Byrds and Buffalo Springfield, however, in The Court and Spark and later in His Golden Messenger. His Golden Messenger's 2009 debut album, Country High East Cotton, was released on Taylor's own label. That 2014 record, Lateness of Dances, which we heard tracks from, was their fifth studio album, and their first on North Carolina record label Merge. They've gone on to release a dozen studio albums, and have garnered a strong following in the modern indie folk and Americana scenes. HGM's sound is frequently compared to contemporaries like Will Oldham and Bill Callahan's Smog. Taylor, who has history as an academic and college lecturer with a specialisation in folklore, has a definite southern charm to his lyric writing. A lot of his stuff reminds me of Israel Nash Gripke. As does this excellent new single, In the Middle of It. It's the first track from the next His Golden Messenger album, I'm People, which will drop on the 1st of May. The song was inspired by the drive along California's Interstate 10, from Santa Monica Pier in LA, past Palm Springs and Joshua Tree, to El Paso, Texas, and the small desert towns and small desert town inhabitants experienced on said journey.
Even the rocks were dreaming on the darkest of morning. The Portland rose, she kept on running. Run so true, I was a voice in the chorus. Then the cornflower blew. That's how it ends.
That was His Golden Messenger with the recently dropped single In the Middle of It. Next up, a look at Remember Sport's new album, but first a favourite track from their back catalogue. There's a few to choose from. Get Bummed Out from their 2015 record is an essential piece of indie punk, as are Clean Jeans and I Liked You Best from their debut Sunchokes. But it's got to be the powerful opener from 2021's Like a Stone. This is Pinky Ring.
Wasn't I sweet to you? And I couldn't wait till you went home. It's not that I hate you, just wanted to be alone. But every time you leave, I rip holes in my skin. I'll distract myself by a gold chain and a pinky ring. Wasn't I good to you? Wasn't I sweet to you?
This is A Sonic Youth, and that was my favourite Remember Sports song, Pinky Ring. Formed in Ohio, and now based in Philadelphia, Remember Sports was formed by a group of Kenyan college students in 2012. Their first two albums, 2014's Sunchokes and 2015's All of Something, the former self-released and the latter released on Father-Daughter Records, were under the name Sports. The Remember was added to the Star in 2017 to avoid confusion with other groups as the band's profile climbed. Providing their distinctive Midwest vocal style is lead singer-songwriter Carmen Perry, who is joined in the current iteration by Catherine Dwyer, Jack Washburn, and Connor Perry. After releasing a solo record last year, Eyes Like a Mirror, Perry and Remember Sports have returned with their first album since 2021's Like a Stone. It's called The Refrigerator. The album has some more indie pop sensibilities than previous releases, and is perhaps their most accessible record yet. Plenty of punk energy and noise remains, however, and many are calling it the band's best album to date. I still think that title goes to the debut Sunchokes, but I really like this album, and I think it's a great example of proper modern indie rock, with proper rock and roll noise backing up a female vocal lead band. My favourite song on The Refrigerator was the pre-release single Across the Line. It was instantly one of my songs of 2025, and saw the band bringing in some slacker kind of sounds, reminiscent of a personal favourite band, Wednesday. Another favourite new song is Soothe Seethe, a track with strong snail mail vibes. So here's the two back to back.
Oh no, you're in love with me now, and I can't bring myself to deflect. Pink flowers falling from the trees, and it feels good keeping things to my chest. If you back out, turn around, something's gonna put you back in the ground. But no, now I don't wanna be there. Cross the line. Cross the line.
Across the line, you and I.
I can't remember the name. Just yellow walls I keep on running.
That was Across the Line, followed by Soothe Seethe, my two favourite songs from the newly released Remember Sports record, The Refrigerator. We have time for one more piece of funky Americana from his Golden Messenger. This is from the most recent album, 2023's Jump for Joy, and it's another super sunny jam. Seeing us off, this is his Golden Messenger and New Grape.
Don't cry, it's only a joke. That's the truth.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.